President Donald Trump says he'll nominate former U.S. Attorney General William Barr to replace Jeff Sessions, who was fired earlier this year. Barr served under President George H.W. Bush and has a broad view of presidential powers. He also previously supervised Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Whether Maine's two senators will support his confirmation remains to be seen. As Maliri reports, both say they are looking for assurance that he won't interfere with Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election.
Barr, who served as Attorney General during the first Bush administration from 1991 to 1993, has not yet formally been nominated by Trump, so confirmation hearings have not yet been scheduled. But both Maine's two senators say Barr's testimony at those hearings will be crucial in their decision to confirm him. A conservative who has extensive government and private practice experience, Barr is known as a staunch supporter of Trump's immigration policies. Some Republican senators have already said they will support him. Some Democrats have said they will oppose him. Independent Senator Angus King says it's too early to make a decision.
Well, I'm in neither of those camps. I would never announce, you know, a vote one way or another until I know more about the nominee. So I'll be digging into his background. I'll probably try to attend his hearing, even though I'm not on the Judiciary Committee.
Republican Senator Susan Collins is also not prepared to weigh in just yet. She says it is clear to her that Barr is qualified to hold the post. In addition to serving as Attorney General, he's also served in several high-level positions in the Justice Department, including as head of the Office of Legal Counsel. Both King and Collins say Barr will have to convince them and others that he will protect Mueller's ongoing investigation.
I would want to hear from him a commitment that he would ensure that Mr. Mueller's investigation is allowed to be completed unimpeded.
Collins says there is bipartisan support in the Senate for allowing Mueller to complete his work, which has already resulted in several indictments and guilty pleas by several former Trump campaign associates.
Republicans and Democrats have made clear that Mr. Mueller does need to be allowed to complete his investigation.
Barr has already been critical of Mueller's hiring decisions, telling the Washington Post that they appear to be, quote, mostly left-wing Democrats. Members of the Judiciary Committee who will handle Barr's confirmation hearing have not yet been finalized. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.